This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be caller 5 at 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. To win a pair of tickets to see comedian Mr. Derek at Rob's Playhouse Theater Saturday, October 5th. That's this Saturday. Mr. Derek was recently featured on the Joe Rogan Experience. He's one of the fastest rising comedians in the country. And we have your chance now to win a pair of tickets to this show. Visit robsplayhousetheater.com for details. Was it funny?
No.
I wasn't doing the act.
I'm sorry. I'm chuckling because I didn't catch the date, but they just flashed. We got the Astros Tigers on here. It's the bottom of the ninth. Bases loaded. Two outs. It was 3-0 going into the inning here. Houston has scored once already, and of course they're threatening here, but with two outs. They just flashed a graphic that said, teams trailing 3-0 entering the ninth inning of playoff games.
Or by 3 runs.
By 3 runs. Thank you. Are 1-538.
Yes. It's like 16 Cubs.
The last 539 times this has happened, one team has managed to pull it off.
To win the game.
So let's see what Houston can do here. I don't know. Wow.
We'll keep you posted. Jason Hayward at the plate for the Astros. Ron is with us. Hello, Ron.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Yeah,
regarding the trading for a wide receiver is what I wanted to talk about, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at Davante Adams, I mean, I heard you guys talking earlier about the large size of the contract. From what I've read, he's only got $13 million left guaranteed. That's this year. That's just in game checks, $990,000 a game check. You're losing Von Miller for 4 weeks. There's 4 game checks that are probably similar. You can go back and get bonus money from Von or a portion thereof. And they want a second-round draft choice and an asset. Great. You send them the second round we picked up last year or for next year and give them an asset. Give them our first-round defensive back that we're not using. Give him one of the wide receivers off our roster. Boom, you're paying for Davante Adams. And then you move over to Cleveland, and you got the situation with Amari Cooper. They signed out all his salary and bonus. He's got $1.5 million salary this year. So the hit's going on Cleveland. It wouldn't go on Buffalo. Go get these guys. Let's win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Cooper.
you want to know both, Ron? I'm really asking. You want both?
I'm 59 years old. I've suffered my entire life. You know what I want them both.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Did Ron sound a little bit like Rex Ryan to you?
No.
The whole time he was talking, I'm sitting here thinking, this guy sounds like Rex Ryan. All right. My ears are bad. Or yours are. Either way, we don't have to agree on that. Cooper's a lot easier. The Adams thing, yeah, like the contract, I think you can work that out. It looks scary, but there's an out after this year. Like, nothing's guaranteed. So it's not as cumbersome as maybe I made it sound earlier. We'll get maybe more definitive word on all this in about half an hour. Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, one of the best cap websites out there, is going to be with us at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. All this going on with Adams and Miller too, because this caller Ron is suggesting, the Bills can use that Miller. I don't know if they can use the Miller money. Miller's going to miss out on salary. I don't know that the Bills get cap relief because a player's been suspended for 4 games. I'm not sure how that works. I'm guessing Mike will be able to fill us in on that too when he joins us at the top of the 6 o'clock hour. But there's ways to do it. You know, you could even, I was reading another one of these sites, Jason from Over the Cap. I don't know his last name, but that's his Twitter handle, Jason OTC, Over the Cap. Like, the Raiders could pay a bunch of the salary and then demand more in the trade. So that's a way to do it, too, if the cap, you know, cap figure is problematic, because not every team in the league has what is right now $13 million. The caller is right. It goes down by almost $1 million each week that tolls, you know, as the season goes by here. So next week it's 12, you know, you get the idea. So like there's ways around it if you have the appetite to do it. I just don't know about a 32-year-old player with that, even at that price now. And if you get the relief on the contract, then you're talking about, I think, a more premium asset.
First, I want to say quickly, I love always, you know, it's fun to do, but often with these trade ideas, you come up with it, and part of it is a player that you just have no use for that you want to just assume another team would want, you know, like Elam in this case. Mm-hmm. You know, just give him the asset. Like, who? MVS? Like, who is it the, right. the Raiders are supposed to want? You know,
they've already had Matt Collins on their team.
Yeah, right. Like, but I think all of it misses the point. I don't think money is the point. And maybe I'm just being lazy. The point is, what have we been watching them do and say, listening to them say, every single day when it's come up, all summer and now fall? Everybody eats. This is going to be different. This is going to be better. I like having receivers who don't care about stats. This is optimal. They lost one game. Think about how you felt about them a week ago. I'm not saying you had to not want them to trade for a star wide receiver. But come on, I was in the stadium. It was perfect. He's throwing the ball to every Ty Johnson, you know, Coleman, Shakir, Kincaid, doesn't matter. They're all catching everything. That's a blowout by halftime a week ago. And now, like, hey, I'm 59 years old. I'm okay. Right. Just like the point isn't the money, I think. It might be. The point is, this has been an effort that they're in the middle of to win and play a different way. And I'm not sure it's failing yet. I mean, Baltimore beat them badly, but are we saying that now? I've been so stuck on the offense and how, I don't know, is it the Bills or is it everybody? Like, nobody's throwing the ball as well. What have we got? And that's part of this too. But they weren't losing, you know? Like, the fact that Josh Allen is throwing 25 passes a game isn't getting them beat. Far from it. They were the best team in the NFL a week ago. And now, what they're supposed to do, I don't hate it, just saying, now what we expect the Bills to do, if that's how we feel, is bail on the, as you've been saying all year, experiment of, you know, these all different guys. And, I mean, it's not even just strategy. It's the whole concept of how that's like sort of fostering a better team atmosphere. Diggs leaving, all this happening in place. It's culture stuff. It's not just X's and O's. This blows that up. And does that make it a bad idea? Not by itself, no. But it does. It blows up everything that they have been advertising about their philosophy this year. Okay, I'm just not sure the Bills are the kind of team that would want to do that. You know, right now, 3-1 in first place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even whether they'd want to, final point, they'd have to want to more than the Jets would. And more than the Chiefs would, or the Ravens.
Or Washington.
Or Washington's
or
fun.
Any other, yeah.
Like, they'd right. have to beat the competition for that move, assuming there is competition, and I would assume that.
I would assume there would be competition too, and I know this is going to sound. I don't want them to do it. I'm not saying I don't want them to maybe trade for a receiver, but I think to make this work money wise, you're getting to assets that I don't want to be spending on a 32-year-old dude. I like the Amari Cooper idea a lot more, and now I don't know, because Cleveland has already done that. They don't have to do you the favor of eating money. They already ate it. That still could drive the price up, because they're selling a premium asset that costs you very little on your cap. That's really convenient for you. How do you make them whole? Well, you have to give them maybe a little bit more in a trade. But Cooper, to me, should cost – it's going to cost you less money. It's still – he's not Devontae Adams. It should cost you less asset-wise, even with the contract stuff. And that idea appeals to me more. But even like right now, would I make that trade? No. I want to see a few more weeks of this. I'm still where I was after the Jackson. I mean, it's you know, I've taken a hit here after the Baltimore game. So I'm less sturdy on see it through. But I don't want to bail on the whole plan after one bad game just because some guys are available.
Let's go to Nick next. Thanks, Ron. Nick, go ahead.
Appreciate you guys having me. Just to start, I'm not in the overreacting bucket. I think we played a good team on the road. They were desperate to win. It was a night game. It just didn't fall our way. So you got to take your lumps. I wish it was a little bit more competitive. With the receiver conversation, I don't know if Adams, Cooper, I've seen DeAndre Hopkins' name floating around. I'm not saying that we're tied to him, but yep. I'm not sure if those are the guys that are the missing piece for us. Sure, they're great wide receivers. To your point, they're older. I think we're missing speed. I think we're missing yards after catch. I think the way that we are adjusting a little bit and throwing some of those more mid routes, you need a guy that can take it off and go. I watched a good amount of football this weekend, and two plays that stick out is when the Chiefs needed a third down. They had Worthy go across the middle on man-to-man coverage. No one could keep up with him, and they got the first down. And then Jameson Williams last night caught one over the middle and just took it to the house. And I feel like that's what we've been missing. A lot of the times our receivers are catching the ball and they seem to go right down, which is fine. We're making the catches, but I just don't think that the guys that are being mentioned are going to provide what we're not having right now.
Okay,
so,
good points.
I'm gonna have to work on
the good points.
I don't think the point about yards after catch, they don't have Jameson Williams on their team or Xavier Worthy, but they were second in the league going into week four in yards after catch. So they're getting yak way more than they used to. They don't have that high end stuff. Like they, you know, I don't think there's anybody in that room that's going to run away from everyone the way a Jameson Williams or a Xavier Worthy can. Not that Worthy ran away from everyone on that play. It was a first down to help them ice the game. Actually, I think they kneeled from there, if I remember correctly, the play the caller's talking about. But obviously, yeah, Williams last night. Anyway, the point is, the Bills have not been suffering. They actually greatly improved in yards after catch so far this year. Shakir is the kingpin for that point, and he's hobbled. I mean, he was in a walking boot after this game Sunday night, and we'll see what tomorrow brings with him as far as like his availability. But that's a guy that they're already, as much as they're not leaning on one guy, like he's the guy for that. Like he's the yards after catch guy, and he is their leading receiver right now.
That clicked a song lyric. That's Wheat King's Tragically Hip. Let's see what tomorrow brings.
Oh, all right.
How about that? Just, I don't know what
good
reminded
deal.
Me of that song, which I love. Okay, let's take a break. Mike Jannetty of Spot Track coming up at 6. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.